Kum Len and Ablak Gemara Rav Tav Kuflam Beis Amar Aleph. And we're saying over here, Ula said that when it says the Torah Kohen, it can includes a Kohenis as well. You can give the 24 gifts, you can give the gifts to a Bas Kohen just as well. So we had a number of people that they used to collect the Matanas of Kuna on behalf of their wife, and they used to eat it themselves. So Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, Rav Yemar, Saraptu, and Rav Yidibar Ravin. Omar Ravina said, Omali Mereima, Ravina said that the Mereima told me Hilchasa Kavase the Rav. The halacha is like Rav who said that the tribe of Levi were not sure if they're part of Am or they're not part of Am, so therefore they don't collect, but they don't have to give the Matanas Kuna. The Hilchasa Kavase the Rav Chizda, the halacha is like Rav Chizda that says that if you mazik Matanas Kuna, you eat it up, you don't have to pay because it's a moment she'ain letovim. Any of the Matanas. Who's going to claim it from you? The Hilchasa Kavase, the Ula, that doesn't make no difference if it's a male coin or a female coin. And lastly, the Hilchasa, and the Halach is, we'll have the Gemara Bechedis, is Kavase de Rav Ada Barava. The Halach is like Rav Ada Barava, who says that a Bas Leviya, also a child, doesn't have to have a pidyon aben. Leviya, she yolda b'no, a Leviya, whose son gave birth, and is part of Mechamish Lein, part of opinion of Ben. Not like a papa who learns that the father there was a goy. We're talking about that the father was a Yisrael. And still, you're part of because the wife is a Bas Levi. So you are part of. That looks like that as well. And because it's Peter Rechem, it's all totally the mother and not in the father. And her Rechem is not a Rechem of Chiv, because she's a Bas Levi. Says the Gemara, Tonaban, we learn Hazroya the full leg, Alachayim the jaw, Hakeva the stomach. So we learned that the full leg and the jaw and the stomach, which is the three matanas you have to give from an animal to a koyin, noyagim beklayim, an animal that's a crossbreed. You also, if both the machayv, you also have to give the matanas to a koyin ubekoy, and the same thing you chayv also in a koy. We'll see in a minute. Koy is also a mixed animal. Rabbi Lezer says klayim. When it comes to klayim.
That's
a while ago, yeah.
Not Levi wife, Levi daughter.
That's right. Levi daughter gave birth.
If you married Levi daughter,
yes.
Give birth,
no opinion of Ben. You saved us a lot of money.
Okay.
It cost me money.
That's true, yeah.
Rabbi Lezer
says, "Klayim habo mina eis klayim." Depends who the klayim or the crossbreed is. If it's klayim that came from a goat, umina rochel from a sheep, they're both chayiv and giving matanas. And now you have a crossbreed from them, chayiv and matanas, you chayiv matanas. But if it's from a tiyosh, umina tzviya. But if it's, let's say, a goat and a deer, there's no matanas. Only by behemoth, then potter mina matanas. Then you are potter from matanas. Okay, a potter. Because only a seh is chayiv and matanis, and not a deer. Says the Gemara, Mechdi, let us analyze this. We had a discussion when it came to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. We had a machlekes, by Kisei Adam, we had a machlekes if you have a crossbreed between the behem and the chaya. And we had a machlekes, we said over there, maybe we had a different opinions, whether we're choshes lezera of or you're not choshes lezera of. Do we say that the father, by animals, because one father has many different, female, impregnates many female animals. So is there a relationship between the father and the baby, the calf or something, or not? So, and then the third thing is mesupik. We're not even sure. Maybe yeah, maybe no. And then we had a thing called when the Torah says seh. The Torah means a full seh or even a mixer seh. So the Gemara says there, as far as inyan kisei adam umatanas lemishkachas lei, we're talking about a case elam. The machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, when they say, do you say mikza says, oh, talking about a case of Bitzviya Bolat Yosher, we're talking about a deer with a goat. The mother was a goat, so the mother definitely is chayim, the mother is a goat. So the mother definitely, say, for example, is chayim in the matonis. The father, Tzvi, is not chayim. Ubein le Rabbi Lezer, when it comes to Kisei Adam, it's all the way around. The mother is not chayim, because Kisei Adam is only by a chaya, an oif. But the father is chayim. is bein l'rabbeleze, bein l'rabbon, bein l'rabbon, misapkle. First of all, we're there in doubt. I choishishin l'zera, or ain't choishin. Do we take into consideration the nature and the species of the father or not? Ubeseh, and there are, so what is their machlekes when the Torah says a seh? Does the Torah mean that the entire animal should be seh, or I feel a mitzvah seh, or it's enough that even part of the animal is a seh that he should be liable? Kimifu, that's a machlekes. Mar sava, one opinion says seh, I feel a mitzvah seh. One opinion says a sheep, and even a part sheep is enough to be chayiv, and therefore you have to give the $4 the 24 matanas. Mar sava seh, I feel a mitzvah seh. The other one says no, it has to be a full seh. Part seh doesn't work. We understand very well. He says that the klayim that comes from a goat and a deer, you are potter from giving him matanas because he holds sevelo mitzase. The Torah says you have to give them the gift to a klayim from a se, not if it's only a part se. Elo rabbonon, rabbonon say what? That we need a full se, rabbonon, he namidik, so they hold se. Vafil mitzase, they hold. That or even a mitzvah, so that's why they hold chayiv because mitzvah. But the fact of the matter is, but half of the baby comes from perhaps the father who's definitely not chayiv. So why do you have to pay the full matonas to the kohen? You only give half. Only give half. Okay, they hold mitzvah. So the part that's a seh you have to pay, but the other part maybe is choishish lezerov. It's a suffix. So the kohen should come along and prove that you owe it. So the din should be palgo lishko vida palgo lemele, let him only give half the matanis, the part that represents the set part. And the other half, lemele, let him tell the koyin, I see that you bring me raya that there's no influence from the father, the deer, on this baby of the baby goat, on this kid. They ain't choishin lezerov, and let's go, come and take it. Why pay the full amount? Says the Gemara, you're right. When the Chacham says chayim, they don't mean you have to pay the full amount. I mean, pay half. Pay the part of the set. Is Mosi with Rabbi Zayda. Rabbi Zayda asked the question. Mosi Rabbi Zayda says, "Koi yesh boy drachim." There are certain ways that shavin lebehema that is similar to a behema. The yesh boy drachim, a certain aspect shavin lechaya. Remember, one of its parents. It could be either one. One of its parents is a behema. One of the parents is a chaya. And there are certain dinim that it's similar to a chay. But take all the chumras for yesh boy drachim shavin lechay lebehema. Then the Braisa spells it out. Keitza, let's spell it out. Chel boy, now remember, the fats of a behema is asur, but the fats of a chay is mutter. Here we're going to be machmer, and we're going to say the fats of a chay. Chel boy asur kechol lebehema. Kechay lebehema. We're going to treat the fats like what? As if it's a behema, we're machmer, and it is asur. Okay. When it comes to kisadam, if it's a behema, there's no mitzvah of covering the blood. Yeah, but maybe it's a chaya. Is kedam a chaya? We'll treat like a chaya. Okay, so we understand the chumras. But where do we have drachim shoving lebehem lechaya? Where do you find that that ways where they're the same? Shedamai vegidai asurin kibehema vechaya. Where are they the same? Where the blood and the gidim are also kibehema vechaya. They're all us. The chayiv, obviously, the dam, because both of them, side behema, side by a chayiv, the blood is, you know, they have the blood, and the gidanash is us in both of them. So obviously, that's what has in common both. The chayiv bezroya, the chayiv behakeva, and your chayiv to give the foreleg and the jaw and the stomach as if it's a behema. But Abelezer and Abelezer poiter. Again, we're taking the chumra. A chayi, you don't have to give the matanas to a kohen, but a behemi do. So we're machmir that a kohen should give, and a beleza is potter. Now, over here, you're telling me when the chacham say chayiv is, it only mean half, because the half of the behemi might be influenced by the zera av, and therefore, why should you pay for that? That's a chayi. So, bezev, imisa chayiv, kivichatzi matanas, why doesn't the rice spell out when it says chayiv? It should say you only pay half. It sounds like you have to pay the whole amount, says the Gemara. You know why? I need the tana. When it says chayiv, it doesn't mean the full amount at all. But because in the reisha, when it talks about blood and all these other things, it says, let's say, kisadam. But only half the blood you have to mechasa? No. Once you do kisadam, how can you divide it in half? When we say chayiv is aser, only half the chayiv is aser, the part of the behemoth? No. The whole chayiv is aser. So therefore, since over there is meant, because you can't divide it in half, which half? So since over there, we asked everything, so when it says paying the money, we use the same lashon chayiv, but really here's taka different. When it comes to money, you only have to pay half. I did only chelba v'tomit. Lemahani, lemasti, chatzi, chatzi, there, don't say half. Shemoch lekotoni, chatzi, doesn't mention half here as well. Because when it comes to the other things, it's not shaykh. Let's say half the blood is mutter. Which half? And half the fat is mutter. So obviously we have to treat the entire fat also. So use the same lashon here, but doesn't you're right. Kiyasa Ravi, when Ravi came along, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he came along and said, Rabbi Yechanan, koi le rabbanan chaye bekulam atanz. I disagree. You say you only have to pay half. Because the other half maybe is that Av, and therefore the koyin should prove it. I already got to pay the whole amount. The Tanya looked at another braisa. The other braisa says, Shoy. It says, Shoy, matam b'loim im shoy. It could have said, Shoy. Why does the Torah say this should be the mishpat of koyinim? That they take from the people, mesa am. It says, im shoy, im se. What do you mean, im shoy? Just say, shoy v'se. Im shoy, le rabbis is a klayim. That even klayim, that half the animal comes from, let's say, a chaya, doesn't matter. You have to pay the matonis. Se matam b'loim, it could have said, se. Why is it im se, matam b'loim im se, le rabbis is a koy. To tell you that a koy as well. With the father is a, the mother is a goat, with the father is a deer. But Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He holds b'chlal that you're potter by klayim. Rabbi Lezer holds you're potter by klayim because he says you don't say mixa seh. What does he do with the im? Hayim lomali, what does he need for im? L'boile l'chalik. He wants to tell you that because otherwise you'd have thought you don't have to give gifts to a kohen unless you're shecht or shoyt and a seh. Therefore it says im, to tell you each one on own, also your chayiv. So the Gemara, Rabbonin lechalik menolu haru veino nafkel hu. They learn out that says you should collect from the me'eis zoivche hazevach, from those who shecht individual carbon. It means each carbon has its own carbonus, its own matonus to the coin. Nu Rabbi Lezer hay me'eis zoivche hazevach ma'ovle. What does he do me'eis zoivche hazevach? He uses im to teach you that even one animal. Me'boy lekid Rava. He needs for Rava to soon see. Lama Rava. The Rava says hadini ma'atabach. The koyin, when he comes to ask for his matana, doesn't go to the owner of the animal. He goes to the butcher. And the butcher, the one who shechted it. And he says to the butcher, you know those matanas? I want it. The butcher then has to consult the owner of the animal. It's the butcher who gives out the matanas. And we learn that from the pasuk where it says, Zoyv chehazav, the one who shechted the zevach, not the owner of the zevach. But that's get permission. Says what about talking about that. Says Mishnah, we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, that a b'choyr, but by this ain't kedusha al kedusha, so b'choyr does not have. If you have a b'choyr, you don't have to give any matanis to the koyin, even if it has a mum. You don't give any matanis to the koyin because ain't kedusha al kedusha. So what about this b'choyr of a yisrael that does not have to give matanis and he's added b'meg? I mixed with 100 other animals, and he shecht an animal. He doesn't know if he shecht the b'choyr, which is exempt from giving to the koyin, or he shecht with other animals. What happens? Bizman shemeyah shechtin as kulon. There's 100 different people shechting. Remember, it's to do with the shechet. If 100 different people are shechting, then each one, the koyin comes over to say, hey, give me my matanah. The guy says, no, I have the b'choyr. You prove I didn't. Then they collect it.
But the koyin shouldn't even say that. You've got a right.
We'll see. You can ask. We'll soon see in the Gemara about that. We'll see what Abayi said. But the obvious question is, if the b'choyr has a mum, can't you tell straight away? Why is Yisrael having the b'choyr? Only because it has a mum. So right away, you look at the animal. Which animal has a treif? And it has to be an external mum. Because how do you know that the b'choyr has a mum to say that you can be paid it? So if it's by Yisrael, it means that, and you're talking about eating and shechting it, obviously it had a mum. And the koyin then... So if so, why can't you tell? So Taisa says, talking about all 100 animals had mum. Maybe they'll even all have the same mum. So you can't tell which is the b'choyr. Otherwise, you could tell straight away. Okay. So sitting in the coins, it's a stack, whatever it is. Okay, let's continue. However, echot sheichet is called. There's one guy who's shechting 100 behemoths. The manashech, he's chayiv on 99 out of the 100. Doesn't know which one, but he's chayiv on 100. Is what point echot? So one animal say, look, you don't have to give him a tannis, and the rest you got to give. Hashoichid lekoyin, if you shechted an animal and you had a mind of koyin or loiv hagoi, potim and hamatanis. You are potim.
The shechid or on the balabas?
The balabas is the one who's getting a little pile distributed is the shechid.
Right. But
yeah, of course. But the Torah says, Mizoiv chizavach, that who has to make sure that it happens? The one who did the shechita. Because since you brought the animal to this situation, that is chayiv matanis, you have to make sure it happens. You got to talk to the balabas. It's an achrayis on the shechit. But it's not his. The balabas can choose whichever coin he wants to give. What happens if you sell to a coin, you shechted and half of a coin will go? Since they're potter, so you're potter. Even doesn't matter who the shechit is, he can be Yisrael. Yeah. However, it says, "Vayitiv amishtatev imon." Let's say you have a partnership with a kohen, and since a kohen is potter from giving matanis, so now you're the sole benefit. You don't give matanis, but people don't know that. So the sheyishim, you have to make some kind of a sign on the meat that people will see. The rabbi know that. That's why they would say no need for matanis. The rabbi would know. So Tesh says that they used to make a sign, some kind of a thing, a plumber on the meat. This behemoth does not need any matanis. And everyone recognize that sign, some kind of sign. Tesh has an interesting question. We just learned the Gemara before, according to one opinion, not to be another opinion, that since half the animal comes from a tzvi, that therefore he's potter from paying half, but has to pay the other half. He pays for the seh side. He's chayiv for the side of the seh by a koi, and he's potter for the side of the tzvi. No, so why is this any different? We potter for the shutfus of the koin. Let's say a koin has 50%. So the shutfus of the koin is like a tzvi, you're potter, but the shutfus of the yid should be chayiv. What's the difference? So Teza, there's a very big difference. Over there, the full part of the seh you're paying. What you're not paying for is the part of the tzvi. Over here, you want to only part of, there's a full seh here, and you only want to pay part of it. Where do you find such a musig? And therefore, either God or the garnish, either you pay all of it, you pay nothing. Says the Mishnah further, and if he said, if the kohen said to the yid, I'm selling you a cow, but I'm keeping the matanis for myself, then potim and amatanis. He doesn't have to give matanis, because it's the kohen's. No, the kohen kept, it's like a shutfus, but it's more than a shutfus. The kohen kept the matanis, and he says, I'm keeping it, I'm not selling it to you. So the eat, therefore, is part of giving matanis. But we had it yesterday. The guy said, sell me the intestines of a cow. There was matanis in there, nice in the coin. The guy had no right to sell you the matanis, because it should have gone to a coin. The owner should have given it to a coin. He gave it to you. So you have to give it out to a coin. And we said, because it's be'en, everyone agrees. It's because you stole it. The guy stole it and sold it to you. It doesn't mean anything. And be'en a menakalim adami. You cannot go back to the moich and deduct the amount of money. Because you knew that included, if he sold you an animal, he included an animal with matonis, and you didn't pay for it. However, lokachimena b'mishkel, if he took it by the weight, and he charged you, therefore, for the matonis as well. Then, noisten the coin. You still have to give it to the coin, even though the guy was a ganif. He charged you for something that wasn't his to sell. And because it's be'en, you have to give it to the coin. But you can go and rechen with the owner and say, give me back my money that I paid you. I paid you 12 kilos. 1 kilo of that was matanis. Give it back to me. Says the Gemara, why do we say that if you have one animal amongst 100 other animals, they're all potter, yovei olav koyim mishnei zodin, the koyim can come from two different angles and say, manushach. He said, if you're going to argue that this animal is a b'chayru, and therefore you're going to be potter from the matanis, forget, give me the entire animal. Because a b'chayru, what happens to b'chayru? You still don't keep b'chayru, get a coin. They cool it to you, the entire animal is mine. Navaz, you can say, v'im la b'chayru, b'chayru, hadli matanoi, and I give him a tomanushah, give me something. You're right, good question. Taki is a good angle of Rav Oitcher. We're talking about an Islam, we're talking about an exceptional case here. You know, we're talking about here, b'boli de koyim. Talking about the b'choyer came to the koyin, u'mocher Yisrael b'mumen. The koyin then sold it to Yisrael with his mum. So now no koyin could come and claim it. Already had a mum. So we're talking about a b'choyer with a mum sitting by Yisrael because he bought it from the koyin. Once it has a mum, the koyin's allowed to sell it. He bought it from the koyin, and all, as Tosha said, all the other animals also had a similar mum. So therefore, or a mum, Yisrael maybe doesn't know what the mum is, and therefore you're all potter. Why are we talking about the sheikh? Why don't we just say that a koin is potter from matanis? What do you have to say if a guy shechts for a koin? Or he shechts for a goy? The least thing, why doesn't it just say koin v'yuchavim outright? They're exempt from drinking matanis. From here we learn out, hadini mataba, who's responsible to make sure that the matanis go out where they're supposed to go out? The butcher. And therefore we're telling the butcher, in this case, don't worry about it. But stamazay if he shecht the behemoth of Yisrael, then the tabach has to go. The koyin will go to the butcher and demand his things, and then the tabach has to go to Yisrael and work it out. Over here, he doesn't have to. Okay. So the daughter Shrova, Rav Elashin, how do I know? It says me'esa om. It says he should. How do you know koyin in my pot from giving to others? It says in passing me'esa om. He should collect from the om. Beloy me'es koyin. Koyin are not part of the am. Yesterday we had a whole debate. The Levine were part of the Am. Kohenim are definitely not part of the Am. But then there's another pasuk. It says me'es zayv kezavach. You should go and collect the matanos from those of shecht. And there it doesn't qualify a kohen. Sounds like anybody, even a kohen. How do you reconcile these two pesukim? Even if the butcher is a kohen, if he's shechting for Bnei Yisrael, you have to go and collect from them. In other words, when do we patter a kohen from matanos if he's eating it, consuming it for himself? But if he's shechting behemoth to be a butcher to sell it off, it's an unfair advantage. The tailor did not give it to him to make money, to make a commercial use. And not only that, it's an unfair advantage. He'll be cheaper than everybody else because he's getting more meat out of every behemoth than a Yisrael. And he can therefore charge cheaper. So it's not fair. So therefore, a kohen, if he sells it in a commercial market, he has to give matanos to another kohen. Can't give it to himself, got to give it to another kohen. Mashenken, when does the Torah say a kohen is positive, he's using it for himself? The Gemara tells a story. Ush pizichne de Rav Tavla, the host of Rav Tavla, kohen hava was a kohen. Havidachli milsa, obviously his business wasn't going very well, and things were tight, and he was very poor. I guess Rav Tavla wasn't paying enough money. Milsa, dachli milsa, also came to Rav Tavla, he came to Rav Tavla to ask advice. So it's interesting. It sounds from here that even in those days, if a guy had problems with Panosa, he went to a Rebbe to ask for. He didn't go to a businessman to ask for advice. He went to Rav Tavla, he was sitting and learning, and he went to ask him advice for business. Omli, he told him, I'll give you advice. You're a kohen. Walk around to all the butchers, become their partner, so they won't have to give the matanos kohen because you're a kohen. And then for that, charge them 2% because they might gain 10%, and charge them 2. Make a geschäft out of this. Make a business out of this. The migu the mifrid matanos. And now that you're a kohen, the Mishnah says that if a kohen is a partner to Yisrael, the entire animal is partner. So now that you're a partner, mishtve b'hadach, you'll mishtatev with them. Chayver Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman heard about it. He said, no. It doesn't help. You got to pay. Omalei, he said to him, but Rav Tavla told me we don't have to give them atonis. Omalei, zilapik, you better throw this din out, because Eloi mafkinelach, I will remove Rav Tavla ma'inuch, I'll remove Rav Tavla from your ears. In other words, Rav Tavla, what he says, I can repudiate. Also, Rav Tavla, what are you pasking? Omalei, my time of manhochi. Why did you say this? Well, it's a clear Mishnah. Because you know why? Because it came to Shumalevi, the Chozik Nidorim Omru, they said, Koyin Tabuch. When do we say that a Koyin is potter if it's his own use? Or even if he's a butcher, if he does it twice or three times, Shabbos, potter matanis. It's not a geshaft. You can't make a geshaft out of selling two or three behemoths. But Mekandra Elif, he makes a whole business out of it after three weeks. Chayiv matanis. Business, we never gave an exemption. This is the raya that Tais used against Rashi. Rashi learned that this is Mahatayra. Rashi learned that this whole thing is Mahatayra. That a koyin who shechts has to, you know, and does it for business, has to pay the chavdal, the three matanas, the zroi l'chaim, is Mahatayra. This is impossible. Because it's Mahatayra, then what's the chilik, the first week, second week, third week, or beyond? And how could Rav Tavla not know that? How did Rav Tavla not know that for commercial use? Mahatayra, and Rav Tavla is Ramayra. The whole thing is Rabbanon. And Rav Tavla did not know about this Braisa that made a special takana that was unfair. That the Kainim were having an unfair advantage over the Yisraelim. So therefore Rabbanon made takana that for commercial use we're not going to give it a benefit. So it's only with Rabbanon. And this is Raya. Say more about
Rav Nachman was
Rav
Tavla's teacher.
Sorry? Rav Nachman was the chief Av Bezin. So he was the big guy. And he always used very strong language. He had it in Bobasa. If you don't do this, I'll take a palace away from you. He was he was the Av Bezin, and his father-in-law was the chief, the Rej Galusa. So he had the authority of the government, and he was the Av Bezin. He had all the power in the world. And his wife was, and he was scared only of his wife. Remember Yalta. She's mentioned a few times. We had him from the beginning of Brachas, so she broke all the barrels of wine, didn't like what he did, and afterwards. Tough cookie. Says the Gemara, Amalei said, "V'lavele mar miyosh kav acha b'chanina." He says, "Why don't you do like kav acha b'chanina?" So okay, so give him the first two or three. Okay, you yourself are saying, so let him at least make a little advantage, make a couple of dollars, a couple of groshen in for the first two or three that he can do, and he'll go to every butcher and do a cheshbon of two and three. Says the Gemara, when do we allow two or three? Because we think that maybe just random, ad hoc. You're giving a whole geshefte here. This is, then even the first time it was also. What's the chiluk first two or three times? First two or three times, we think it's only a random, you know, aberration. But now that we see this is his business, straight from the beginning, so it's also. He says, this koyin. What's that over there? A koyin, the loy mafrish matanosef. A koyin does not. Actually, why does it say a koyin? Rashi learns a koyin. We're talking about a koyin here that he has to give, you know, commercial, he has to give the matanos and refuse to give. Another place says, haitavcha. Anybody who doesn't give the matanos, lehevi bishamto, should be put in chedim. The lekei yisrael should be put in chedim. Omar Rabbi Rav Shaila, haitavcha, the hutzel. You know these butchers in hutzel? Kaima bishamto, the Rav Chizda, ho esin v'tartin shnin. Imagine this. They were in chedim for 22 years and they're still butchers. So who bought from them? So even those days, nobody listened to the chayrims. Because he was a chayim for 22 years, these people, these butchers, because they refused to give them matanos the coin. So who were they selling their meat to? Very hard, because the din is when somebody's a chayim, you're not allowed to do business with them. And which means you're not allowed to buy the meat from them. So who's buying? Everybody didn't listen to Rav Chizda. And, sorry, watch one second. Okay, ignore that. So you want to write? I don't know. Does he say anything over there? What's the back? Okay. So you want to? Amar Rabbi Shaila says, "Hani tavchi the hutzel. These butchers of hutzel came b'shamta the Rav Chizda every time for 22 years. L'may hichasa. What's the idea of 22 years? He says an interesting thing here. For some reason or another, we say, what's the chesed 20? I don't know. But one of you says that if somebody's a chesed doesn't listen, you keep on putting him in chesed, you keep on rolling over. But once it's 22 years of chesed, there's nothing about it, you give up. Rashi says it. You give up. What's the magic number 22? Don't know. And interesting is that the Gemara is here when the whole Gemara of putting people in chesed was a mighty cotton. And it's such an important thing that you don't keep on rolling over after 22 years. Why isn't this Gemara and Mori Kotten? Anyway, if I did, you don't put Mechain, not so simple. But Tanya, we learn, when do we say that that you give them the lashes and it's over and it's done with? And we're going to use the same here. When do we say that the Cheder we stop only by Loises because he's getting a punishment anyway of Misa or something else, so therefore, Kamen with the Rabbinay? What about Rashi says only Mitzvah is by Misa. Others say even there's a lot because it's you get a punishment. So it's fine too. Av mitzvahs asay, there's no punishment to say. Ki goin oimin loy asay sukkah, build a sukkah. Ve'enu oisa. Some people want to say from here that the Gemara holds that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. But it's hard to say that because it says here, lulav ve'enu oisa, the same word by lulav. No one holds a mitzvah to put together the lulav or oisa tzitzis. Even though it's a tzitzis tassel, there's no mitzvah to make the tzitzis. Ve'enu oisa, unless if you hold as a mitzvah to build a sukkah, you also hold as a mitzvah to tie the lulav. Even the lulav mitzvah, because in lulav there's a mitzvah to ma'aget according to Rav Yehuda. Maybe that's what it means. But tzitzis to make it, maybe there's a mitzvah to make tzitzis also according to that. Anyway, if you tell them, it doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. You have to prepare it. Who says it's a mitzvah? It's a tumah mitzvah. The Yishalmi holds that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. You make a bracha. Makin oise achatetze nafshe. You beat him up until he dies. That's why the Rebbe said that, you know, by going out there and mekara people on tefillin, you're actually saving their lives. Because Api Allah, if you see a yid not putting on tefillin, you're supposed to beat him up to a pulp until he puts on tefillin. And we're doing it b'chesed v'rachim. And the machlek is the ktsos and the nesivis, whether this din applies today as well. Is it a din of bezin? Then it doesn't apply today. But if it's not a din of bezin, then it does apply today. Says him right. So the chedim by mitzvah, I say you will put him a chedim even after 22 years. Says the Gemara, the idea is that from now on we don't have to warn anymore. After the number of times, you don't have to warn anymore. After 22 years, you still put him a chedim by mitzvah, I say, because that's what we're talking about. Mitzvah, I say you gotta give matanis, but we don't have to warn him anymore. It took 22 years. Also hard to understand. It takes 22 years to remember, and after the year we assume, oh, Now he'll remember. What's the magic thing about 22 years? Anyway, he heard the Rav Koni's Atma. He is a guy who used to steal, who didn't give the Matanos a coin. So he used to cancel, take the whole side of the animal away from him. Punishment. And that means called Kanik Lima. He's take your shirt away from you. People didn't refuse to give the Matanos a coin. They used to punish guys. Rav Chizah's Royal Echa Nahari, give the Matanos. Don't give them all to the same coin. Give the foreleg to one coin. The foreleg's pretty big. Cave the stomach Lecha. I'm not sure what they did with the stomach. They eat it, they made a kishka out of it. And lechaim, the jaws, which are very big, lishnayim, divide that into two. Ain't it's not so, v'giyosav, yishchwa yeshav, amma marav, yipalgin, lishchwa divide, groma, bone by bone. In other words, even everything else they used to divide as well. Hosam the trader, cow is big, so then you were able to divide it, even the foreleg. Amma rav, alchon, meyichon, and asalachon, behemish, lahum, matan, sir. In fact, there's an issa to eat from an animal that they didn't give the matanas from. If you ate from a behemoth eating matanah, it's no different than eating grains which is chayim misa that you didn't give truma misa. But let's hilchus a kavasi. The Allah is not like him. Ideally, you should only eat gebraten, you should only eat broiled. But ain't a chalos a bechadel with mustard. Why my timer on makro lemashcha legedula? When you eat, you should eat it like the aristocracy eat something. Kederesha malachim oichlim, the way the malachim the kings eat it, and therefore we expect you to, grilling. See, the barbecue was the most chashuv way of doing it. Even though Taisa says that you can cook it, you can do whatever you want with it, but if you want to. But if you have no specific plan, then best thing is to barbecue it, and mustard. That's the best delight. Amar Chizah said, "Esim v'abba matanis kuna." Chizah said at 24 matan kuna kol koyin she'ena baki ben. Sorry, who's chasing me? I'm just trying. Right, Peter. My grandchildren call me. Sorry. Anyway, v'amar Chizah esim v'abba matan kuna 24 matan kuna kol koyin she'ena baki ben. Any koyin which is not an expert in it. They don't know the laws of how the matanas works and how you're supposed to eat it, like we just said with mustard. Don't give it to them. No such thing. This is very interesting. Any koyin that does not accept the avoida, and the way Rashi learns is that he doesn't believe it came from the Eibishter. He believes that Moshe Rabbeinu made it up. Other than different shotim. But that's how Rashi says. He doesn't believe that Abisha gave it to him. Moshe made it up. Ain't lechele bekuna. Which would mean then that a fry person, perhaps, or a guy from Chal Shabbos shouldn't be duchening. They don't believe in kuna. Then they don't believe that's holy. Then they shouldn't be doing it. Shenemar, it says in Pasik, Hamakriv is dam ha-shlamim. If somebody's makriv the blood of a shlamim. V'sachelev in the fats, mibnei aron, only feed mibnei aron, leitiyah. Shoik hayamin, it should be to him. The lamana, he should get a portion. Ain't
part of that.
Sorry.
It's
Tzedukim. They believe in whatever's written in the Torah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Rabbanan, and all these Tzedukim. No, it doesn't look like it because all the other thing we're bringing is a pasuk. Like for example. Okay, all you know that this particular thing, the dam, that if you makiv the dam of shlamim and the chelev, you know, and only then. What about all the other activities in the base of Mikdash? Chomesh eser avodah, 15 other avodahs, kigoyin hayitzikis, smearing the oil, v'havelilas and mixing the mincha, v'apetisas and cutting up the mincha, v'melichas and salting the meat. Trufas waiting, agosha bring it close to mizbeach, v'akmitzas taking out the kaimitz from the mincha, akhtoides, v'melichas, the kabbalas and receiving the blood, hazoy sprinkling the blood, that you know spreading mizbeach, whether it's inside the parechas wherever. And Hashkar Saita drinking the Saita, Arifas Egla, and cutting off the Egla, Arufa, Vitaras Metzeda, and the Tara Metzeda, Unasiyas Kapayim, and Duchening, Beimim, Mifnim, Beimim, Chutz. If he doesn't believe that it comes from the Ebush, the Hari, no Tamalim, it says a posse, all Avaidas of a Koyin, it says, Mibnei Aaron, from the children of Aaron, Avaida Hamasuda Libnei Aaron, any Avaida, that Masuda Libnei Aaron, Loitia, then only then does he get these benefits. The whole coin she ain't no moidba, ain't like chayli bikuna, has no chayli in the kuna. Timer, they ain't no moidba. So this is clear to me, only if he doesn't believe that came from the Abishta. Ha moidba, if he believes that he's a from the Eid, but Navas, he's an Amor, it's Avagav, they ain't no baki, man, he still gets. Okay, we'll stop paying attention tomorrow.